Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Parker Podcast, where you can get all of your latest admissions news and learn more about Parker's programs and what makes our community so unique. Today, we have a lot to talk about, so I am just going to jump right in. We are on part two of demystifying the admissions process. So today, I have all three associate directors of admissions with us, and they are going to go through step by step of the application process and just dig a little deeper and hopefully answer any questions that you might have. But before we get started, I want to give a warm welcome to our Associate Director of Lower School Admissions, Teresa Tran, who wasn't on the last episode but is here today. So welcome, Teresa. Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. My name is Teresa Tran, and this is my first year in admissions, and I'm very excited. Prior to being in admissions, I was a fifth grade teacher since 2010, and prior to that, I was a teacher in public schools in Orange County for 10 years, so a teacher for almost 20. I'm very excited to be a part of this team and to learn more about the admissions process and to meet all of the amazing families that will be coming to our campus to visit us.
And I ask this question to everyone. What is your favorite part about Parker?
My favorite thing about Parker, that's a hard one. There are so many favorite things about Parker, but I would say most definitely the community that we have here amongst the faculty, amongst the parents, amongst the students. It always feels like a family every time I set foot on campus. So that is an amazing thing about Parker.
Beautifully said. All right, so let's jump into this application process. Kelly, can you start us off? Where do parents even begin?
Definitely. Families interested in applying to Francis Parker want to start by creating an account through Ravenna. That's the online application system that we use. You can access that by going through our Francis Parker website. From there, you're going to create a family account. You'll add information about your child, and you'll start the application form. This form will include demographic information, information about where your child is currently at school, grade level applying to, and so forth. When you've completed that form, the last step is submitting it and paying our application fee. We do require a non-refundable application fee of $125. However, if you are applying for financial assistance or considering applying for financial assistance, there is information there that will lower that cost for you. You can also contact Jackie Wilson, our Director of Enrollment, for additional resources when it comes to covering the cost of the fee. One thing to note is that if you are applying for multiple children, you do need to submit a separate application form for each child. So you have a family account, but then you have individual application forms for the children that are applying. And that could be to one division, to multiple divisions, but each child is a separate applicant form.
So once you've created your account in Ravenna, as Kelly mentioned, you are free to begin attending admissions events. The order that we really recommend is that you schedule your family interview. Those vary a bit by division, and we'll get into that later. But essentially, we want to have the opportunity to interact with your family in a more intimate kind of one-on-one capacity. In the upper school division with me, I spend approximately 1 hour with your student doing an interview and a campus tour. Really, there's no need for your child to prepare for that interview. Essentially, all I'm doing is getting to know them a little bit better so I can assess their personality, what their character's like, and their level of academic readiness for the Parker program.
At the lower school, we also have an opportunity to get to know each other as well. We do not interview the student, but rather I sit down one-on-one with the family, the parent or guardian that is present. And during the interview process, I'll get to know you better. I'll learn more about your child, your family background, and how you came to Parker. Also, during this one-hour process, I will take you around campus and take you on a personal one-on-one tour through the classrooms.
The middle school family interview is not much different from the upper school. I, too, will meet with parents and student, and that hour-long appointment does a lot of time for a campus tour as well. Again, as Chris had mentioned, and Teresa, it's really about getting to know your family, getting to know the student, being accessible to answer questions about the school and process that you may have as well.
Yeah, we really think the best way to get a full sense of who you are and why you want to be at Parker is for you to be entirely comfortable when you're meeting with us. So if for you that level of comfort looks like, you know, a polo shirt or maybe something a little more dressed up, that's great. Whatever makes you feel like you're putting your best foot forward that day is really how we want to see you. Another thing that I'll mention is that this is really your time to differentiate yourself. So if you're an artist, for example, and you have you know, drawings or photos or a portfolio that you would love to show, this is the time to do it. If there's anything that you're really proud of that you feel like you don't have a chance in other portions of the application to talk about, you're more than welcome to discuss that with us or give us examples while you're here meeting with us.
I would agree. And I would just want to stress, this really is an opportunity for us to get to know you as an applicant and as a family. I really don't want the interview to feel like a stressful component of the application. I really enjoy having time to sit down with a family and get to know you. As Chris mentioned, sort of get to know what's there that we don't read about on the application and really begin to develop a relationship with one another. I think it's also a great opportunity to ask me questions and get to know Parker from, you know, my seat as well. This is that time to really get all the information you need as you work through the application.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kelly. So one of the things you probably noticed is we do not need to have the entire application file before we interview with you. However, it would be great if your child prepared a little bit before the interview by kind of thinking about what they want to know so that those questions are informed and we can make the most of our time together.
All right, so next up we have assessments, which happens at each division level. So can you help guide us through what families can expect from the assessment portion of the application process?
At the lower school for assessments, once you have started the application process, you will need to sign your child up for either junior kindergarten, senior kindergarten, or a first grade test. And those assessments begin in January and they run through February 1st on Saturdays. The time period is probably about an hour to an hour and a half. For second through fourth grade, they also need to be assessed and you would sign up for a spot on Ravenna. Once you have signed up for your child to test for grade 2, 3, and 4, I'll follow up with an email with more information regarding that test. If your child is trying to get into a fifth grade spot, they will also be assessed, but the assessment can take place at any approved ISEE testing site, and those scores will be shared with us when they are completed.
Just in case you already love the Parker campus as much as we do, the ISEE is being offered here on November 2nd and February 1st. And that is not too late, although that's our application deadline. We will get the scores in time.
For grades 6 through 12, we also have assessments, and so those are ISEE. This year, families also have the option of the SSAT, so you can take either. Please do not feel that you need to take both. We're just trying to offer different opportunities for families to complete that assessment process. As Chris mentioned, both of those assessments will be offered here on the Parker campus, but are also being hosted at other independent school campuses in San Diego. And so you can go to either of those websites now and look to see when those test dates are available. Pick the one that works the best for your schedule and for your child, with February 1st being the last test date for you to be able to be considered part of that priority application pool.
As Kelly mentioned, the ISEE and the SSAT are fairly similar tests. They're both essentially testing your verbal skill, your reading comprehension, and your math or quantitative reasoning skills. Both exams are roughly the same amount of time. The SSAT is marginally longer, about 10 minutes longer. We are going to have on our website and at our events a sheet that talks a little bit more in depth about the differences between the two tests. For the most part, the tests are similar. If you go to their websites, there are sample questions and quick fact guides where you can learn a little bit more about what they're looking for.
So next is what I think is maybe the most fun part of the application process. And that are the student visit days that we offer. So can you all explain a little bit about what those look like?
So although we just talked about the ISE and the SSAT, we also bring students to campus for really fun reasons like our student visit days. There are 4 opportunities in the upper school this year to get on campus and see what a day in the life is like for a Parker student. 1 in November, 1 in December, and 2 in January. And essentially, I listen to your child's interest and the things that they would want to know about Parker, and I pair them with a student that will have those questions answered in a half-day experience on campus. It also concludes with a lunch in our lovely Parker Cafe. We do ask, just as to follow our general uniform guidelines, that they do not wear sandals. But other than that, as long as their clothing is modest, they can wear whatever they'd like. Sometimes families do ask me, well, what is the normal Parker attire for a student on a normal day? And our kids on the upper school and middle school campus usually wear khaki or navy shorts or pants and a polo shirt up top. And you'll see a ton of variety of shoes. So if you're trying to kind of fit into that, you know, that's there to help you.
Middle school is very similar with that visitor day. I would say dates will probably be a little bit different, but the middle school, there are specific visitor days for grade 6 applicants. And then we do have a day for grade 7 and 8 applicants that's on a separate day in December. So I would encourage you to take a look at the list of dates within Ravenna and you're able to sign up for one. Same thing, I will work to match your student with a current student so that they have an opportunity to really get to know Parker from that perspective. It's not a required component of the application, but I would strongly encourage your child to come to visit if they can as a part of the application, just so that they really feel like they are finding a school that they feel comfortable at and that their people are there. I think that being on campus during the day is a really important component.
I completely agree with Kelly. It's a great way to know if we are a fit for you and if you are a fit for us. So come down and see us and spend the day in the life of a Parker student. For the lower school, we offer visitor days for grades 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you would sign up for those visitor days through Ravenna. And similar outfits for your child that day, just anything that they would wear on a regular school day. Most likely your child will engage in some type of PE activities or lunch recess activities, so we highly recommend that they wear closed-toe shoes. Tennis shoes are completely fine. They'll be doing a lot of fun activities throughout the day, so comfort is key.
One piece of the application that, as a family, you aren't doing the work on are the teacher recommendation forms. So these are forms that you will send to your student's teacher or teachers, but the teachers are the ones completing the form and submitting them back to us. We ask that families wait to send the teacher recommendation and principal or director recommendation until after December 1st. We really want to give your child an opportunity to settle in for the school year, as well as give the teacher or administrators some time to get to know them to be able to accurately answer our questions. In the really 5th through 12th grade, we require English teacher, math teacher, and then an administrator, which could be principal or a counselor. And again, those are submitted to those individuals with an email address. If your child has one teacher that's teaching both math and English, you will need to send those separate forms to that one teacher. There are different questions that are asked, and so we do want the teacher to complete both. Important to know, those forms are due February 1st, as are all of the application pieces. So you will want to give your teachers a heads up that you'll be sending those forms. They will come to them as an email. So the teacher would open up the email and there's a link for them to click on. It takes them to the form. They complete that, submit it, and then we receive it in an electronic fashion. So they have a couple months if you give it to them that early December timeframe, but I would definitely want to give them just a heads up that the forms are coming so they can be checking their email form.
The process for lower school is very similar to what Kelly said. For junior kindergarten all the way up to grade 4, we require a letter of recommendation from the director or principal at the school and the current classroom teacher as well. And it is recommended, again, like she said, a few months in, you get to know the child much better. So after December 1st is when those should be submitted. If your child is applying for junior kindergarten or senior kindergarten and they currently are not at a school, feel free to let me know and we can waive that for you.
One other thing I'd like to mention, Courtney, is please, as a family, don't feel a pressure to gather personal recommendations outside of those current teacher and administrator recs that we require. I know sometimes families may feel like that's an expectation of the independent school process or our process here at Parker. And I always like to tell families, there's no requirement there. If you have a friend or a family member that really wants to write a letter on your behalf, we will accept that. It's not required, and we add it into the file. But we also know that many people don't have that or don't have somebody who's offering, and that's perfectly okay. We will work to get to know your family through all the other steps that we've mentioned, and we'll be able to gather great information that way.
One of the final pieces that we collect in the application process is the results from a character skill snapshot, and this is for all of our applicants in grades 6 through 12. The test is administered by the Enrollment Management Association, the same body that does the SSAT. But essentially, we added this on to get a richer, more holistic view of your student. And additionally, at Parker, one of the three kind of prongs of our mission statement are academic excellence, global perspective, and strength of character. And so we really wanted to find a test that would help us look at that character and assess how your child's currently doing in some key areas. So through the 25-minute online test, there'll be questions that kind of give us information about their ability to work on teams, how intellectually curious they are, what's their initiative like, what's their self-control like. And it's not a pass or fail test situation. It's just a snapshot of where they currently stand in their development process. And we'll use that in combination with all of the other items that we mentioned to get a more accurate picture of how your child would fit into the school environment.
One thing to note is this is taken at home. It, as Chris mentioned, it's an online assessment, but the student is completing that at home or wherever you may be accessing internet. So that's not something that's done at a test site. And it's not meant to be long, so 25 to 30 minutes.
Now that we've covered the application process, we'll review a few dates that are of great importance. Our applications are live online October 1st, they began, and you want to make sure that you get everything in by February 1st for priority consideration. By mid-March is when the decision notification for the priority applicants will be sent out, and by end of March, we would like to hear back from you, letting us know whether or not you would like to accept the enrollment offer.
And I'll add, we plan on discussing financial aid at a later date, but I do want to mention that the application for financial aid is completed concurrently as the admissions application. So make sure that you have all of that documentation submitted to Jackie Wilson, our Director of Enrollment, by February 1, so that when the admissions decision comes out, we can give you a clear indication of the financial responsibility as well.
I just want to add quickly, Ravenna is a tool for you, just as it is for us in managing the applications that are coming in. So definitely check in on Ravenna frequently. That's where you're going to be able to track the progress of your child or children's applications. You'll be able to see when things have been received and what's left on that to-do list. And again, that's where you can sign up for events and register for visitor days and so forth. So please continue to check in on that Ravenna account so that you are up to date with what we've received and then know if you need to follow up with anyone or follow up with us regarding something that's missing.
So before we sign off today, we just want to say that we know that this application process is an investment of your family's time and resources. So we express our sincerest gratitude for committing to this process alongside us, and also know that we're here to answer any questions you might have. So if you go onto the admissions page of the website, everyone from our admissions team will have their email address and phone number listed. And please feel free to reach out at any time with whatever questions you might have. Well, I think that's about it. Thank you all again for joining us for Parker Podcast today. We hope we helped demystify the admissions process a little bit more for you. And we wish you a wonderful upcoming week, and we look forward to talking to you next time.